Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Water is one incredible force. In fact, our bodies are mostly made of it. The amount we drink can transform how we feel. Yet, a lot of us walk around dehydrated, leaving us dizzy and drained. But we can change this harmful habit. How? Skip the sugary drinks. Choose an extra glass of water instead. It's one refreshing way to build a healthier life. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Well, cattle producers, I'm really pleased to tell you about the 37th Labor Day sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 8th and 9th of September. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com each day at 8 a.m. Central Time. 73,000 head will be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Well, the cattle futures today had quite a bit of weakness across the board. The October lives are down $1.52 at 126.05. So disappointing there. The December is the next month out, $1.40 lower at 132.20. That is the lowest prices we've seen since the beginning of August. Of course, they had a pretty large run up from 132 to 138 on the December live cattle, but we've given it all back at this point. We're below some critical moving averages as well. Feeder cattle were down 262 in the September at 160.30. The low today was 159.47. So they did bounce off the highs. These are the lowest prices we've seen since about mid-July on the September cattle. We also, back on July 22nd, there was a gap left. That gap was at 161.67. So today's low filled that gap. So that's a little bit, maybe that was an objective that the market had to hit before it can move higher. Hopefully that's the case. But we're weak across the board. Box beef was down about 53 on choice, down 221 on select, but we're still 338-ish on choice. And with Labor Day here, typically the box beef demand kind of slows down after Labor Day. But it's been pretty good up to this point and kept the box beef higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Well, the grain futures were actually quite strong today. We kind of got firmer throughout today into the close. The corn was anywhere from 1 to 3 cents higher, with December up 2 3/4 at 525.5. The beans were anywhere from 3 to 5.5 higher, which put November 5.5 higher at 1283.25. Chicago wheat up 1 to 3, December up 2 3/4 at 717. Kansas City wheat up about 5 to 6, with December at 5 higher at 709. Minneapolis anywhere from half to about 6 higher in September. But just kind of treaded water there in the Minneapolis wheat. You know, that crop, the Canadian crop report Monday morning showed us that they had about a 35% reduction in their spring wheat crop, which is probably the same as what we had here in the U.S. So that was bullish, but grain futures are shrugging off all this negative Gulf export news. I've heard that it's likely that they'll get resumed here in the next week, but it could be up to 3 weeks or so before they get electricity running at all the major export places. There's also debris in the river that they're going to have to remove. So it's kind of a multi-problem type thing here with the Hurricane Ida damage. The stock market today looks like it's on fire here. We're up another 94 in the Dow, up about 8 in the S&P at 55.29. Crude oil's up about $1.20 here at 69.76.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.